Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Marks and Reese, John Marks, Ike Reese at 4:15 on Thursdays to get us ready for the weekend in games. From a handicapper standpoint is, probably if you're talking about number one seeds, he is the number one seed when it comes to handicapping pro sports and college sports. His name's Brandon Lang of BrandonLang.com. What's up, Brandon?
Big Daddy, what's happening, pal?
Well, here's what's happening. We're a little down on this team, this football team in here right now. And we need a win. And we need one soon. And right now, we're going to London to get a win. And the Eagles are three-point road favorites. What's the line and what is the game telling you about the Eagles' chances on Sunday?
Well, the line's telling you that the line maker doesn't believe in Blake Bortles very much. Honestly, rightly so. The guy's a walking turnover machine. So the game sets up well for Philadelphia. Currently, Philadelphia is -3, totals 42. For me, that total seems a little low. This is a Philadelphia team that, conversely, has gone over the posted total their last six games away from the link. So it sets up well for them to do some things offensively. This Jags defense is struggling. But I would feel a lot comfortable laying 3, buy it down to 2.5, because if Blake Bortles plays a clean game and beats this Philly defense, the Jacksonville offensive line's banged up, guys. Mm-hmm. And when you got a banged up offensive line against this defensive front, it's almost like the Giant game. And one thing we're learning about this Philadelphia team, at least I am, from a handicapping perspective, is when you count them out, when they've had a bad game, when they do what they did on Sunday, they bounce back. And they're a resilient bunch, and I expect them to go over there and handle their business. I really do.
Low-scoring game, though, you're thinking?
I think it goes over 42 just because I believe Philadelphia is going to get some turnovers. I don't think with and I have friends in Jacksonville, and I used to live in Jacksonville, and I got some pretty good sources there that tell me the locker room is lost. And the defense and Jalen Ramsey and those guys, they don't want Blake Bortles as their quarterback, and they're pushing for Kessler, and Marone has made the decision to go with Bortles. And, you know, anybody you talk to that played in the NFL, defense versus offense, the one thing the defense can't stand is you turn the ball over. They go out, they get you 3 and out, they want to go over there, they want to rest 10 minutes, and then you turn the ball right over, and they got to go back out there. And it just takes everything away from your football team. Turnovers, they kill. And this Jacksonville team is a turnover machine right now because of Blake Bortles. So the game sets up well for Philly. It's teed up for Philly. And I can't see them going over there and losing based on the matchup of the Philly defensive line versus that Jacksonville banged-up offensive line.
Well, man, if you're thinking, Brandon, that you take the over on this score, that must mean it's a big win for the Eagles as far as margin of victory, right?
Yeah, because, listen, Houston's not a juggernaut, and they were able to get pressure on Bortles. And I told you guys this week one, I'm a big believer in this Eagles defensive front. And if you give them an offensive line that they can take advantage of, they're coming. And you want to see a reference, see the Giant game as a reference. They owned that offensive line of the Giants, and this Jacksonville offensive line is a sieve right now. And, you know, part of it's Bortles' problem. He's feeling pressure and he's making mistakes. Well, that's what happens when you can't protect your quarterback. Eli did the same thing on that Thursday night game. If you can't protect your quarterback, any quarterback in the NFL, if you can't give him time and he feels pressure, you're going to make mistakes at the NFL level. And the strength of this Philadelphia team, I've said it from day one, isn't their offense. It's their defensive line. Their defensive line can control tempo. They let Cam get away a little bit. They stopped getting pressure on Carolina in the fourth quarter, and Cam took care of business. I don't see Bortles doing that.
And we're talking to Brandon Lang. Brandon, it sounds like your cell phone's doubling as a telegraph today. It's just in and out of, you hear like Morse code when you're talking here a little bit. Like, you hear that over there too?
That's amazing. I'm on my home phone. I've been doing radio shows from my home phone all day. And this is the first time I've done the show today. I've done 12 shows today, and no one said I'm doing Morse code. Maybe it's a Philadelphia thing.
It must be. It must be. There it is. We're mad at you. All right, so let me ask you this, and we're going to get into tonight's game and then the rest of your card. And go to BrandonLang.com because you're talking about odds and picks and gambling information and sports articles. It's a great resource, BrandonLang.com. But if right now you were handicapping this division for the rest of the season, because really, if we're, as Eagles fans, what we're looking for is we're saying, all right, get a win, and then you just need to roll in the second half, get the 10 wins, get a home playoff game. That's how you do it. But who do you buy and who do you sell in this division right now? Because we know the Giants are out. I know that the Redskins are the slight favorite over the Eagles in the division, but how do you see it?
I would buy Dallas over Washington in a second because Dallas's defense is legit, and that defensive line is legit. I'm not a believer in Washington. I'm not a believer in Jay Gruden. I think he loses more games than he wins more games. I think Dallas, it's going to come down to Dallas and Philadelphia. Listen, Philadelphia is fine. They've been competitive in every single game this year. They're just not finishing. Call it Super Bowl hangover. Call it what you will. But other than, with the exception of one game this year, they could have one loss. I mean, they're just not finishing. This team's going to catch fire. And I'm not saying that because they made me a ton of money in the Super Bowl last year. I like the makeup of this football team. I really do. And with Jeffrey's back and with that D-line, I don't think anybody in this division is a threat to Philadelphia. As long as they start playing to their potential, they're going to be fine.
Thursday Night Football, you have Houston, you have Miami. Mm-hmm. I don't think that they're going to get the great ratings like they've been getting earlier in the season with this game. But still, an interesting matchup. Houston's a big home favorite at 7.5. How do you see it, Brandon?
Under the post, a total is the only way to play this one. Texans are on a 2-10 run against the spread. They failed to cover their last five games at home. Do I trust them laying 7.5? No. But I like the way both these defenses match up with their prospective offenses. I mean, if you think Brock Osweiler is going to roll into Houston and throw up a 20 spot, I just don't see that happening. I like under the posted total on that one tonight.
I agree.
Like you need any help with your picks for the week? Because I do. I need lots of help.
Listen, I was terrible last week. I had a 1-3 week last week. So I was terrible.
So give us a good one, Brandon. Give us your pick of the week for us.
San Francisco over Arizona. The first time they played 3 weeks ago, San Francisco had a 33-10 first down advantage. They had 447 yards to 220. But when you turn the ball over five times, you're not going to win many football games. I believe Arizona is that bad. I think that you have a cancer going on in the locker room with Peterson wanting to go, and I'm out of here. And I think that there's a problem in Arizona right now. I'm impressed with the way San Francisco played at Green Bay on Monday night. A little flat last week against the Rams, but the Rams have done that to a lot of people. I like the fact that the road team in the series has covered five straight. I think the Niners are a better team in a near pick 'em. And I'm going to roll with San Francisco -1 at Arizona.
Brandon, we appreciate it. We will talk again next week. And BrandonLang.com is the website to get everything you need for football. Thanks, Brandon.
Thanks, Brandon.
Thanks, guys.
All right, there he is, Brandon Lang. Can we pretend he's still on the line with the Morse code, Ben?
That was cold-blooded.
Yeah, it seemed like every time he started talking, it was...
You know they're bringing back the Titanic. You hear about this?
I did. Is that how we found out it was sunk, Brandon's cell phone?
Or yeah, exactly.
It was the house phone right there.
That was a house phone.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, no, I would say Marks and Reese show is the all-time unluckiest show when it comes to phones, right?
Yeah.
Seems like every week it's something else. 888-729-9494. 888-729-9494. Brandon Lang has confidence in the Eagles winning the division, and they can still do it. I don't.
I'm with Brandon.
I don't. I'm sorry.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.